After the death of Prophet Moses, the Israelites again turned to denial and began following wicked paths. In their excess, they abandoned the religion taught them by Prophet Moses. But a period full of suffering then began for them. They suffered many difficulties, and cruel tyrants ruled over them. They suffered terrible oppression. They were exiled from their homes and lands. They realized from this that neither the deities they took for themselves, nor their goods, nor their ancestors had the power to save them. As a result, they asked God for a ruler who would save them from this cruel regime. God describes their plight in the Quran. What do you think about the council of the tribe of Israel after Moses' time when they said to one of their prophets, "Give us a king and we will fight in the way of God"? He said, "Is it not possible that if fighting were prescribed for you, you would not fight?" They said, "How could we not fight in the way of God when we have been driven from our homes and children?" But then when fighting was prescribed for them, they turned their backs, except for a few of them. God knows the wrongdoers. God selected Saul as king of the Israelites. But they grew arrogant and rebelled against him. They put forward many pretexts and were ungrateful in the face of God's command. Their prophet said to them, "God has appointed Saul to be your king." They said, "How can he have kingship over us when we have much more right to kingship than he does? He has not even got much wealth." He said, "God has chosen him over you and favored him greatly in knowledge and physical strength. God gives kingship to anyone he wills. God is all-encompassing, all-knowing." In the face of these objections, God sent them clear evidence that Saul was the king. By means of the presence of the Ark of the Covenant that was with him, their prophet said to them, "The sign of his kingship is that the ark will come to you, containing serenity from your Lord, and certain relics left by the families of Moses and Aaron. It will be borne by angels. There is a sign for you in that, if you believe." This ark, or chest, was the Ark of the Covenant with its sacred contents. And its being in the possession of Saul was a sign of his kingship. According to one generally agreed account, the chest contained such sacred objects as the staff of Prophet Moses, and the Pentateuch tablets, and the staff and the turban of Prophet Aaron. In the same way that the ark is a symbol of the kingship of Saul in the Quran, so, in Hadith, it is described as a symbol of the dominion that the Mahdi will establish on earth. Saul, whose kingship was made clear by the presence of the ark, waged war against the army of Goliath. According to historical sources, the cruel ruler Goliath captured the ark during this conflict. However, despite being few in numbers, the Israelites emerged victorious from the war. Prophet David killed Goliath during the fighting, and the ark was passed into his possession. And with God's permission they routed them. David killed Goliath, and God gave him kingship and wisdom, and taught him whatever he willed. If it were not for God's driving some people back by means of others, the earth would have been corrupted. But God shows favor to all the worlds. Prophet David was both a king and a prophet endowed with knowledge by God. During the reign of Prophet David, Jerusalem was declared capital of the United Kingdom of Israel, and the Ark of the Covenant was thus conveyed to it. Prophet David entrusted the Ark to his successor, Prophet Solomon.